Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Thursday, the 3rd of December. It's beautiful. What a horrible day. But it's always a good time of week, isn't it? You get Tuesday, Wednesday out the way, your attention starts to turn to the weekend football, and there's a certain game on this week. We're gonna absolutely slap them. Good win for Chelsea last night. Won 4-0, didn't I? I only briefly saw the results. Did I see right that Giroud got a hat-trick? I'll tell you, if they'd played him on Sunday against Spurs, they'd have probably won the game. I don't rate Abraham, and I think Giroud, he's played for two horrible clubs, hasn't he? But I think he's a fantastic striker. When Spurs were linked with him, I was actually quite keen to get him because I thought he's perfect. Just puts the ball in the net. And he's done it at Arsenal, done it at Chelsea, World Cup winner. Seems to be very, very underrated, and I struggle to see how Abraham gets in ahead of him, I'll be honest. But I know it's an age thing, but he doesn't look like he's out of it, and that's a good win there to go to Sevilla and win. That could be in the mix this year, Chelsea, unfortunately. But the other two London clubs will battle it out at the weekend. We'll give them a right old pasting. I say the other two because the one with the carpet, they don't even matter. They've had their little 2 minutes of fame, haven't they, up in the old top five. They'll be gone. I'll actually just be cheering United on it. I've got United at the weekend, haven't I? Right. Obviously, I talked a lot. I make work for myself. Dave always says I make work for myself, and I do. I try and help. I think sometimes I maybe try and help too much. But obviously, I uploaded, I put a Word doc on the Telegram, but I spoke about those stats yesterday. I do wonder about people. I genuinely. I had earlier in the week, I think it was either early this week or the back end of last, no, it was the early this week, I had a guy who couldn't tally up the ultimate half-time correct score results with mine. And he kind of confused me because he was talking about the correct score market and first half goal. I sort of, you get into an email, what are you on about? And he thought the correct score half time selections were first half goal selections, so he'd been using them in that market. And I sat here shaking my head, and I did, to be fair, he came clean. He was a perfectly nice guy, and he just said, I don't know what I've done there, I'm really sorry, messing you about. I don't know where my brain fell off there. But then I posted or spoke about those yesterday, and I had three people looking for, it was all about backing or laying over 2.5 at half time if the score was X at half time. And I had people emailing me and texting me about where do I find the pre-match over 2.5 prices, and is it this, is it that? And I just want to bang my head against the wall. I think a lot of it is genuinely people just don't read and listen. They're so keen to dive in and get involved that they don't stand back and say, what is this all about? What's actually involved? But I had a good old shake of the head last night. Three people. I don't think I ever mentioned pre-match over 2.5. Three people looking at the over 2.5 price pre-match, trying to work out what the half-time business is. So anyway, I'm going to try again. I'm going to make it even more complicated today. I'm not putting any weight into this sheet. It's more information. I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of telling people how to use it. But I've uploaded a sheet. It is on the FTS blog. So you need to go to the FTS website, click the blog section in the top menu. And it is the FTS blog. And there is a post in there. There's a lot of bet slip posts, but there's a post there, goals and goal time spreadsheet. And I have uploaded a sheet which basically has got all the matches broken down into leagues since August 2017 right up to the 1st of December that have had a goal in the first half, a goal or more. It's broken down into 9 minute periods, so from 1 to 9, 10 to 18, 19 to 27, 27 to 36, and 36 to 45, which will include first half injury time, all by league, and it tells you how many games in that league, when the goal was scored, and whether that game went on to have one goal or whether it went on to have two or more goals. So for example,
Austria Bundesliga, I mentioned it yesterday, it's actually gone up a little bit. There's been 102 games since 2017 in the Austrian Bundesliga where a goal has gone in the first 9 minutes, and 101 of those have had another goal. 101, so all bar one have gone on and had one more goal. Whereas in a league like the Championship, there's been 323. So the Austrian Bundesliga, the percentage is 99.02% have had another goal. Whereas in the Championship, 323 games have had a goal in the first 9 minutes. 295 had another goal, which is 91%. So an 8% difference between the Championship and Austria, but obviously a lot more games in the Championship. It then, underneath that, it's got two sets of tables. The second set of tables is games that have had two or more goals. So the top table is just they've had one more goal, whereas the second table, so Austria Bundesliga, of those 102 games, 86 of those have had two or more goals. And obviously what you see as the trend is obviously as the first half goes on, less the numbers go down because there's less time to score a goal or two or more goals, and that's it. But there are ways to use it. I'm not going to go to the ins and outs of everything. It may be a topic I revisit. I think the first thing to do is for people to download the tables. So you've got the leagues, you've got the number of games in that leagues. The top tables relate to just one more goal. They give you a percentage. All the leagues are then ranked. There's 28 leagues, so Austria is obviously the top league for having one more goal if there's an early goal, and the bottom league is Ireland at 85%. But as you move across the time, those percentages change. So you've got some leagues that are really consistent. Obviously, Holland, where there's lots of goals, fairly consistent. Bundesliga is fairly consistent. And then you've got leagues where you can spot it, and they're highlighted. Anything highlighted in green at the top of the sheet, you've got the average of all the games. Anything highlighted in green is better than the average of that period, and the ones in blue are the five lowest leagues for that. So you obviously see leagues like Russia and the Segunda down as their low scoring leagues. Everything's then converted into odds. So you've got the league ranks and everything converted into an implied odds for that, and you do see spots, some nice little pockets that you can see across it that you may or may not use in your trading. It is purely up to you. I'm not sitting here saying there's any method. I'm not saying there's anything fantastic in it. It is common sense that if a goal goes in the game in the first 10 minutes, the dynamic of that game changes. One team's leading, another team's got to equalise to get back in the game. That will obviously change the way that game is played. I gave the example, if Chelsea had scored against Tottenham couldn't just sit back. And obviously you do see it with lower teams more often who go to big clubs. I see it a lot of Spurs. Teams come, particularly if they get 1-0 up. Remember Villa getting 1-0 up first game of the season last season. They scored early, got 1-0 up. They sit back, try and protect that lead, and Tottenham hammer away, and it's a matter of whether they break through. It changes the game a bit, whereas if Tottenham had scored first, obviously Villa then have got to come out and try and... So those things, we know that happens in football. That is, as I said yesterday, that's what the game's about. But I think the first stage for anybody is to download the sheet, if you want to download it. It's bang up to date. As I say, I maintain it every day. What I might do if people are using it and find it, I can update it once a month, something like that, and just replace the one on the website. It's not something I'm going to be doing as a daily job, but I certainly can intermittently upload a new one. But I think use it, see if there's any use to anybody in it. Might be complete and utter junk. I have it open every weekend, but I sometimes don't pay massive credence to it, I'll be honest. But it is something, it's more quite interesting, you know, when you see that thing of Austria. Obviously, if a goal went in early, you might want to have a bet on another goal in Austria. But there's obviously that, just because that's happened, it doesn't mean it's going to happen again. You might run into the danger of being the second game out of 103 that doesn't have a goal. Just because it has happened doesn't mean it's going to happen next week. But it is I just quite like looking at the stats and the info and seeing it, and you can see the leagues where you may want to not get involved is one of the big things with it. It picks out leagues and you just think, well, why would I want to get involved there? Obviously, some leagues we know the pricing can be iffy. Dutch Jupiler, but there's some leagues in there where you'd be surprised at the numbers. You know, early goals in League One, for example, you'd be quite surprised. But it's, as I say, it's not anything that I'm putting any standing here trying to stand on a pulpit and say this. It's more an information thing for people to have a look. It's got nearly 20,000 games of data in it. I think you just might quite find it quite interesting, but it just shows that progression for me, you know, of obviously the longer the game goes into the first half without goals, the less likelihood then of there being a goal, which to me is common sense, but given what I've experienced this last week with some messages, may not be common sense to all. So we have nothing, genuinely nothing on at all today, so it will be into football tomorrow, football preview, get ready for the weekend. I can sing we're at the top of the league and looking for another week. I can definitely sing it for another week because we're going to beat them old goons, aren't we? We're going to beat the old Woolwich, give them a right good pasting. Feel free, I think people get scared to email me, particularly when I have days like Monday. I think they get scared of me. Relax, I'm a nice guy. If you've got questions about this sheet, any queries, do email in. I'll answer when I can. Obviously, the next 3 or 4 days with the football, it'll be busy. Volume is starting to ramp up for me. But we will... I'll answer what I can, but more I can use it then in the podcast and answer it for everybody. But I just think some of you might find the sheet interesting, particularly just looking at it on a league-by-league basis and seeing some of the sort of odds that things have worked out at and have a look at. But as I say, I don't recommend that as soon as a goal goes in early in Austria, you pile into the next goal market because... it doesn't necessarily work like that. Okay, have a lovely, lovely little Thursday. And I'll be back with you all tomorrow after, obviously, I've done everything and had time to record the preview.